everybody say hi to Kazia. Who won't be joining us. She's going to Rutgers. Huh. All right. So who was Stephanie this week? Okay, so I knew that was going to happen. So, yeah, so actually, Deb and Jennifer got the highest score this week. I just wanted to clarify that. So, congratulations to you two. You should get some gift certificate or something. If I weren't such a tightwad, that's what they would have. But congratulations. Now, of course, 5 of the 10 were all zeros. As you can see, right here. But they only disagreed on 1 out of 10. By 1, so that was really great. Now, I mean, everybody scored in the 90s, so I don't know. Does anybody have a particular story they want to talk about? I mean, you guys are...
That's what I said last week, right?
Huh?
This is from last week.
Wait. This is from 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks,
okay. But I just got Deb's.
Okay. I'm thinking of what I just said.
No. This is from 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Yours from this week is here, and you were with Melissa.
Yes.
And lots of threes.
Yeah, so that's why we missed that too, with the rain.
Yeah, so you guys got 0.94. I mean, that's, you came in last place, but hey, for 0.94, I mean, you know, who's going to complain about that? So you guys disagreed on 2. Story 8 and story 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you guys want to look at that, or?
Well, story 8, I have my notes on here. I gave it a 3, but I wrote it's a week 3. I would be okay with a 2. And obviously, you gave it a 2. But I don't remember. 10, I wrote.
We did talk about rounding down if it's between the two.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wrote Mom helped Seika up. Which story is that one? That's from the monster.
That's the monster in the bedroom.
Yeah, I wrote that she helped him up, but
for 10?
No, 8.
For story 8.
Okay.
Right. And then for the last one I wrote, they were all eating, lots of unmeaningful action, but then one meaningful joint action. That's what I would say.
Okay.
So I gave it a 2, though,
and gave it a 3. Story 8. No, for that. It's interesting. Story 8, you rounded down, and story 10, you rounded up.
Yeah. And I have on here, too, that it was, like, a similar case, but I did round down in the last one.
Yeah.
And number 8, I did round up for some
reason. Deb. Yes. This one. Which? 0506. 70. Okay, so this. The departure story. So this one. And she put as a 2. You want to go over that one? So let's pull out 507061. Thank you. I don't think I have more than 2 USB ports. Let me just see how much longer this is going to take. Oh, maybe it's done. Let's see. Yes, that's done.
Do you
want to
put it with the second
one? I'll put on after we look at this.
Okay,
yeah, sure. I can just pull this out, right?
Yeah.
We got all flash drives back, Brittany, except from Stephanie.
Okay.
Oh, some envy. Wow. Of course, it was a family emergency, right? Did somebody said that actually she's back.
No, it's someone
from
Maria. It's someone
on
Twitter.
Who was you?
No. Well, I saw a tweet and I thought that you needed to use your phone to do it, and then I realized you could do it online, so it doesn't necessarily mean she's back. Because I knew her phone wasn't working.
Here you go, you're trying to
probably come to class and do it. Yeah, class.
I know.
Might be an idea.
Trying to throw your classmate under the bus and it just didn't work.
And
in a vacation?
Maybe
well,
it
was
an emergency, maybe you needed a vacation.
Yeah. What was the other thing?
I don't know, when I look at Mitt Romney, I don't see the good in people. That's all right. This is not reading for some reason. I don't know if I'm not putting it in correctly.
It took, on my computer doing this, it took a while for it to load.
But you know, you should hear it go boom boom.
At least that means it's reading, but I'm not even getting that. Was it really light on you?
I don't think
so.
I don't know.
It has the same one on it?
Sure.
Throw it to me. Soft hands.
That's the whole transaction.
The whole transaction.
Hard, you're working hard today. On that.
Yeah.
Thought you're gonna run off the skids. We have some overlap in gym time now.
Oh,
like,
oh snap!
That's right. Yeah. We're not separate sides of the gym now, so.
He's in the weightlifting side. I'm in the cardio side.
Yeah.
All right, so you know whether it's A or B? It was Ramadan. She dressed up for that. It's a real cultural experience going over there.
I'm sure I'm going to be
famous jelly can. You carry water in those things. We have contact. Maybe I need to do weightlifting with Eric.
Cool, right in front, to my side of the gym.
To the dark side.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't hear that. No, you gave it a three.
I did, but it was going to be.
Oh. What was your reason?
I just want to put it all together and eating the food. So, like, see how she does? She goes into
yep.
The like, I thought that we were all eating together. And that's why I gave it a three.
But you know, playing devil's advocate, why did you take two hands and have him eating at the same time?
I just thought because they were all pushed towards the same area together, and then she went whatever time for each of them, so I thought that's why. Like, I know because they did move from mm-hmm. a little bit, they moved together a little bit. Mm-hmm.
I thought the grandma went and cooked, and then the kid went and did something else, and then the grandma went back to like that area and did something else that couldn't hear. I mean, like, and there was no prompts really in between saying, you know, for you saying, show me what they did. Or something.
I think that's the reason I would have given it a three. Then I never would have even seen that part.
Because you would have been on to the next story.
Yeah, efficiency.
Well, does it take about 3 minutes to code?
No, I don't get all threes. If I did, it would take about 3 minutes. Gotta watch the whole thing if you don't get a three.
Hey, by the way, I'm going to be meeting with the Geleki Nicolopoulou on Saturday in Philadelphia, and you guys have been watching these videos. If there are any videos in particular that you think are really interesting, or the child is really verbal and you think back to them, email me the ID number, because I'd like to show her like one or two exemplars of these kids. And so think about that. If there's like a video that just stands out in your mind and you've coded that the kid's really verbal, or there's a lot of symbolic play going on, you know, I could just go through the ratings and pick out a kid who had all threes, where both coders coded all threes. I could do that, but it takes out some of the subjective part of it. So.
I have one where they have all threes, and it seems like there's a lot going on. I don't remember what was happening from my notes, that the kid was doing a lot of acting with the dolls.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like two hands, the same people,
yeah.
People are doing something.
Yeah.
That was this past week?
Yeah, the 032-8761, the first half. On the bottom.
Oh.
Where they're the first.
Oh, yeah, you're Stephanie, right. 032-8061?
Yeah, I don't remember, like, exactly what the kid was doing, but I think
okay, that's good. Thank you.
Because that's rare that they actually have two hands.
So of all the ones that you've coded, you two have coded so far, that one seems in your memory to be like the most animated and interesting.
I think another one is the long
it was just like a long story when it was the review.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't remember all of it because they all kind of blend together. Maybe they're all transcribed. Yeah. So maybe looking through some of the transcriptions and seeing which ones have the better content.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, that's helpful. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Anybody else have any
you might not be able to
candidates?
Because sometimes they're like barely getting a three that we feel like it's almost undeserving of a three.
But let's that's exactly.
It's more like I think if you notice when you're watching.
That's why I wanted to ask you guys because you guys have a subjective understanding of these.
No, there. It was ours. We're barely getting three. Like, oh, you met the criteria, but it was.
Well, our kid that you did all three and I did all but one. He was pretty good, but not like anything special.
Not
an all-star.
Right, not an all-star. Out there in the field, in the bush. All right, so we're done with this one? So you're willing to throw Kazi under the bus on this one?
That one you don't show up?
All right. So what other ones do we want to go over?
I mean, we can look at our two.
Yeah.
You want to look? So
yeah,
we're looking.
Maybe it was that one. Right. Yeah. Like I had to watch.
So this would be 0701061. Brittany, were you varsity softball here at Post? Were you a pioneer?
We're all pioneers. I'm finding out how good I can be.
You didn't know before, right?
I don't know yet. I'm waiting. I'm going to get my master's soon to tell me.
But if you just get a master's, that may not be really telling you how good you can be.
No, but it's how good I can be temporarily.
It's actually how good you really are.
Oh, yeah. Well, I really am that good right now. Hopefully someday. Oh, that's bad.
All right, so we don't have to stay the whole hour 15. I just wanted to, you know, we want to continue being sharp. So remember where there's A or B? Beginning of part B.
Okay.
Yeah. Now the Brooklyn IRB wanted me to contact Child Protective Services.
Why are you connected with the Brooklyn IRB?
Scheduling issues. Post IRB wasn't meeting in time for us to go over there last year. So they wanted us to contact Child Protective Services over there in Uganda. female genital mutilation is
yeah.
readily acceptable. Yeah. you read something that you just have to laugh. Next one. All right. So is that it for this one?
I don't know. No, there's more.
Dad is meandering aimlessly. Sister comes in. Yeah, they're not very pliable, even though they're called pliable dolls. That was your three?
Like, she helped him out of the...
Is that what he's doing, or is he just...
So far, I don't see three. You know what? Why I think you're probably right. It is a three because when the boy when he's taking one doll and he's moving the boy out of bed, he's actually tipping over the mother doll. He's yeah. actually he didn't have to tip her. He's tipping her to try to convey a sense that she's lifting him up.
Yeah.
That I
think.
Yeah, I mean it's.
It's a solid 2.
Let's watch it again.
When all said and done. Well,
definitely interacting with them though.
I like this one. It's like a suit jacket. I like that he dressed up to be nice.
Watch. See how he tips her? He didn't have to do that.
Are you going to walk off together?
Yeah. Yeah, and then bring her back. Yeah.
Which is free material tip.
So I would agree. I'll tell you, that's probably the only time you're going to beat Jennifer on something.
I don't know. We have one more to. Yeah, there's two more.
Oh.
Are the same or different? Okay. Oops. You have to get up pretty early.
Morning.
Wait, now you're far back.
I'm too far back. And it was departure reunion. Okay. Gave him a dirty look.
I did?
Yeah.
This is a lot of nonsense.
Well, he was a little unruly.
He's doing a lot of unmeaningful actions, just like examining the dolls, very like touching them a lot.
It's unusual for this population.
He seemed really curious. Like, it took a lot to get one little piece of the story out of him. It was more just like he was playing with them.
Okay, so that's a one. Simultaneous pretend play. We're going to be eating. We're going to be eating a meal on the floor of a house. I guess you'd call it a house.
I had concrete floors. That was not a bad. That wasn't uncomfortable. I was much more uncomfortable eating in other circumstances than that one.
You mean our own? The mac and cheese.
How about my trip with the fish head that I found in my food?
Oh, well, that was a delicacy.
Not to me.
How about when we went to Julius's house?
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, no.
But you ate some of what we were served.
Yeah. I went out and shot B-roll for a reason.
You went?
Went out and shot B-roll.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you
gotta shoot.
Which was like, yeah, that one also, I mean,
memories. What?
You might want to watch that one too, because that kid was really active. I mean, he was definitely like engaging with the dolls a lot.
I didn't care for him so much. Even though he dressed up.
Seriously, even a suit. You gotta like that. It's like a job interview. Nothing personal.
All right, so how are we feeling? Feeling good? Brittany, yeah, sure. I don't expect you to know the answer to this, but just see if you do. Do you happen to know how many we've coded so far?
About
40. So we're halfway. So take solace in that.
Yeah.
Right? Excellent, excellent. Try this again. So, I guess we'll call it a day. Who's Stephanie this week? Now, next week you have to come back with a tan.
As if you were Stephanie.
I can be that person.
Everybody still wants to hang out. Hey! So, Melissa and Danielle, you guys psyching up? You guys... Okay, that won't be a problem. You guys like doing some light workouts, like running a mile or two a day, getting in shape? All right, Danielle, you working out?
You shouldn't work out, just eat now and plan to lose it all. I got like a squirrel.
Like poison.
It's not poison, it's just no food.
There's chapatis galore.
Yeah, 3,000 to 4,000 calorie a day diet to like an 8 calorie.
What did you think about when I was
doing that? Water.
Like boiled water at my house?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if there would be, because I found Easy Mac things, but I think it needs to be microwaved, so I realized it wouldn't really.
Anything that needs to be microwaved can also be microwaved.
You know, a lot of stuff we buy over there because it costs too much really to ship it over because now we're being charged by the bag.
Yeah. So chili was a good item.
It actually worked.
Yeah.
I have to say.
It's a little surprising.
I looked up the phone.
That's all you need to do. That's as much as you can.
I researched it because I'm like, that's the only thing they eat apparently, cause according to all the videos.
But you don't have to. You can survive without eating it.
Okay.
There.
Yeah, if we're going to go to a store. We buy provisions for ourselves. Motoke is a tasteless paste. Isn't that how you would describe it?
Yeah,
it's a tasteless paste.
It's
just filler. Add sugar to it or salt.
It would be bananas, right?
Not really. I mean, they eat it pretty much plain.
It's a little different.
Oh, that's
yeah.
It's like, have you ever had like plantains, but not sweet plantains, just plantains with no flavor?
I think they're going to put bags like chips. But
yeah, but let's say it wasn't chips, but it mm-hmm. was the actual plant, and you mashed it up, and you served it.
That's why I really want Julius to come over here. I would take him for so many different things to eat.
It's like sensory overload.
All right, we're going to Carmine's tonight. Get ready.
Oh my god.
I didn't eat that much.
He might not even like the taste of the food. Who knows?
Come on.
Everyone wants to hang out.
He might not be used to it, but after a little while.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you want to, should we just go down?
Yeah. I'll be down in a few minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many
coffees
do you need? I know I need to send them.
How many what?
Some CE coffee.
I only need one copy for myself, but you're going to need two others for the other two committee members.
So I'm going to hold on to one more.
Sure.
I just will make one more.
Okay.
I haven't liked this, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
There's two committee members?
Yeah.
Do I have two faculty people?
We're talking about CCE.
I understand that.
What are you talking about?
Not necessarily faculty.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Community supervisors.
I was thinking, since I can't have you, you don't want the other two dynamic. I'll be set one day.
See what we can do. You might get...
what's his name?
What's his name? Yes.
Mark
Diener.
I think I worked with him many years ago.
Really? He actually said he had done a postdoc at an addiction institute.
I think that might be something.
So he was a postdoc when you were.
He was a postdoc when I was like a master's
interesting.
Level intern, and I didn't work directly with him, but like staff meetings, work with his groups.
Yeah, let me turn this off.